6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, James, where are there all these tourists behind us?
They might be here for an off-roading event.
That's right. I am here with my man, James, who's behind the camera, and we are once again in my favorite place on Earth, Moab. And for this very special episode of TFL Car Chat, we are going to go do a walk around of the expo. But first, unlike what we did last week, we're going to do a walk around of the parking lot and check out some of the cool rigs that are out here. So we are here with Cruise Moab. What is that, James?
It's a Land Cruiser event. They've been going on for 28 years. One of the longest running Toyota events in the country. And yeah, there's a ton of folks here. It's a huge event.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Cool.
So I want to thank our friends at Cruise Moab who made it possible for us to be here. So if you head on over to AllTFL, you might see me and James run Chicken Corners, depending on when we publish it and edit it. And if you're a fan of the world of Toyotas, you're going to love this. Come on, keep walking, James.
All right.
Nothing more boring than you standing there looking at me. Let's show them the rigs. So let's start with this guy.
There we go.
I love the patina, my man. Look at the patina.
That's definitely intentional.
Yes.
I would say.
Yes, I don't think that was, that came by naturally. I think somebody actually created the patina on that rig.
Yeah.
And as you know, this is a car podcast, and yet we're starting with a truck. What is wrong with us?
There's not enough cars around, I think.
That's right. Let's go over here to the plate that says Nowhere, and we have an FJ40, which is completely redone. This feels almost like an icon build, wouldn't you say?
Everything in there is very clean.
Now, for those of you who are listening to this podcast and you want to see this, head on over to TFL Talk on YouTube, or we can just describe what we're seeing. And what we're seeing is a very beautifully done. Is this one of your cars? No?
No.
I'm gonna go find out who this is. Is this one of yours? Is this yours? What's your name?
Gary.
Gary, I'm Roman. I'm with the Fastlane car. Is your name Prophet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Jeremiah. It's a Prophet's build.
Okay, all right.
This
is yours.
This is mine. Yeah.
All right. Tell me a little about this, because this to me looks like an icon build. It's so clean.
It's a 3FE, 5-speed H55 transmission, rear axles pushed back 3.5.
I thought it was a little longer.
Yeah. The bodywork done to move the wheel wells back, locked front and rear ARB air lockers. I could go on and on.
First of all, the color is gorgeous. So it's this very...
It's original color, so I had to stay true to its original form. So
it's a beautiful blue.
It's the sky blue, yep.
Yeah.
It's got the retro sound radio, the vintage air, Dakota digital gauges.
What year is this?
79.
All right. Where did you get the car, and how did it start out life?
Well, Jeremiah had one that came available, and I was like, okay, that's mine. We'll build it. And I went for it from there.
Yeah, I mean, you really went for it. You said kind of. And I got to ask, do you off-road this? Because obviously there's not a speck of dirt on it.
I'm taking it on 3D trail tomorrow, so we'll see how I do.
Well, I mean, you got lockers. You got
it. I've taken it on a few trails. mild trails, nothing too serious.
Mm-hmm. All right, and if
I also have an FJ60, an 84 FJ60. That was my dad's.
Sweet.
He bought it new. I've driven it since I was 15. It's,
you can walk around.
Okay. It's far from stock.
All right. So, theoretically, if I wanted to buy this from you, how much money would I have to have in my wallet?
You know, I don't know.
Because I love it.
It's probably a six-figure vehicle, I would say.
It looks like a six-figure vehicle. You got to be very proud of it. It is immaculate. And, you know, the problem with these, right, we had an FJ40.
Yeah.
The problem with, for me at least, as a big guy, is I don't fit behind the steering wheel. But this with the extra inches looks like you solved it.
Well, I have to. I don't fit behind this. I have to lean the seat back. I
noticed.
I'm a little fluffy, so I need a little help with that steering wheel.
That might be copywritten, so. Well, thank you very much for showing it to us. I think, you know, you've got it parked in a place of prominence, as it should be. And like I say, this could be an icon build. It is so clean.
Thank you. Thank you. I really love it. It's been fun. It's been a blast owning it.
Good, good. All right. Nice seeing you.
Nice to see you.
Hey, James, what do you think?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know me, I love a blue car.
Yeah, I do. I know. I mean, that looks more than factory fresh.
We should go over there.
All right, let's go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say it. You could lead the way. What are we going to look at over here? Oh, look at that. Thank you very much. Oh, that's very kind. Thank
you. Awesome. Thank
you. Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
What size t-shirt do you have?
I wear a double XL. Why? You have one?
I have a couple I'm giving away for free.
Oh, you rock, dude.
These are my freebies, and they're all 2X.
Oh.
That's my FJ60.
Thank you.
Wow,
you are the best. Cool. Thank you. I love the t-shirt. Thank you very much. And this will be on TFL Talk this weekend. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's walk over here. Look, I just started and I already got a free t-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. So what are we looking at here? Go ahead.
Looks like a number of, let's see, I think that second one is a 70. I think the first one on the end here is a 60.
So what we're looking at is, are these JDM cars or are these, is this yours?
No.
Okay, you're looking at it too. Well, this one is left-hand drive, so it's definitely not a Japanese.
Yeah.
But this is a beautifully, hi, you know us?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
You guys are awesome. TFL.
Yeah, man, thank
Pablo,
you.
Pablo,
Pablo.
Pablo
Roman, nice to meet you. What'd you bring here?
I brought my GX460.
You guys have you're a GX man.
Yeah. Prado.
Okay. Prado.
I know. Second, Roman.
Is it around here or is it somewhere?
No, we're camping. All right,
so tell me, how do you like Cruise Moab?
This is our first time at Cruise Moab, first time in Moab, and it is as advertised.
Oh, hold on, we can't have two people talking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, hold on a second. If I'm interviewing somebody, then you want to come over here. Sorry, he's James is kind of new to this, so come on over here.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes, as I'm saying, we're new to Moab, new to Cruise Moab, and it's as advertised. The rigs here are part of the attraction of actually going wheeling. So all the rigs that you see, everyone's super friendly. You get to know a lot about their rigs and, you know, what kind of brought them here. And then we get to see you guys.
Oh, that's too kind.
On YouTube. So it's so cool. Well, you guys made it out here.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you. Nice seeing you. Have fun. All right. What's your name?
Sean. I've been
watching
your channel since 2014. I work for Profits Resurrection Land Cruisers. I've been the one that's been reaching out to you guys about coming over to the shop and taking a visit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I've emailed Grant.
Yeah.
I've been in communication with him.
You guys are out of
Delta, Colorado.
Delta, that's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think I met your boss out here last week.
At EJS.
Yeah.
I was there when we built Tommy's friend Connor.
You did that one too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's walk through one of these.
Okay.
Yeah. So which one do you want to highlight?
Well, we've got more inside there.
But let's pick these because it's we're outside and we got good light here.
Let's do this one then.
Okay, so what did this start out at?
So this started out as a regular 87 FJ60, and the client who's actually here with us right now, we just ran Hell's Revenge, wanted to modernize
Wait, you ran Hell's Revenge?
Yeah.
Where's the dirt?
Oh, well, washed it before he parked it here.
I'm not doubting you, but it looks so clean.
Yeah. We did this vehicle originally in 2022.
Okay.
And we kept it on the 60 series chassis. And we did the full restoration inside and out. And then he brought it back because he saw that we started putting the 80 series chassis on him. Because that's kind of our thing now. It's kind of our bread and butter. You modify the chassis just a little bit, and then you keep all the factory Toyota suspension design with it, and you get the drivability of a more modern vehicle with the classic one. And that's really what this client wanted, is he wanted something. If you see the matte and glossy black accents, the matte paint job, this is a factory Toyota color, but it's matte.
I mean, this looks better than factory.
Yeah, that's we try to. We go for a very OEM plus look, and this client specifically wanted, as factory as it could, with a slightly more modern, aggressive.
And the engine looks like it just came out of the factory.
Yeah, and this 2F engine actually mated to a 80 series chassis is really the first time we've ever done that, because a lot of times when clients do these custom chassis, we'll go with the 2.8 Cummins diesel or an LS3.
And does this provide enough power, you think?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the multi-link and the full floating rear end adds we were ballparking maybe 400 pounds, but you're going slow anyways, whether you're on the 60 series chassis or the 80 series chassis. So,
and then over here, what we have obviously is a Japanese domestic market, JDM, right? Because it's right-hand steer.
Gosh, I want to say this is not that.
Well,
I'm going to get roasted.
The steering wheel is on the right side.
Right. See, this is actually somewhere South American.
Oh, he was telling me that some of these come out of other countries, not just out of Japan. Yeah,
not too many out of Japan, because actually the owner Jeremiah and I just went to Japan for a business trip, and we saw a lot over there.
I have to ask. So me and Tommy were just over there as well, and we were there with Toyota, and you know that they still build the 70 series brand new.
Yes.
That they sell for about $35,000.
Yes, and I got to spend a lot of time. We went skiing up in Hakuba Valley, and the folks we were with, a 4x4 engineering, they treated us super well. I spent 3 days carting around in a quad cab GRJ76.
Wow.
Brand new.
It must have been. I know. Isn't that crazy? I don't think we could bring them into America, even though I'm like, hey, Toyota, take my money. But the problem is, you know, we've got too many safety standards. Obviously, we have to have airbags. You know, we have to have crash zones, crash protection, and you know that 70 series that they sell in Japan, even though it's like $35,000 American, just wouldn't meet any of those standards.
Yeah, and honestly, I think our truck market these days is so skewed with these trucks that are more cab than bed, and they're almost like a luxury item. I would think if there was ever a chance of a market, Toyota would have already done it. But at the same time, I feel like they have the rest of the world covered with the 70 series.
They do. Almost. Well, thank you very much for showing me. We're going to go inside and go check out some more Toyota toys. All right, James. Well, that was very fortuitous, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we interviewed his boss on last week's show when we were here with EJS. So let's head on in and see what there is to see.
Right.
I think if you love Toyota and if you love the off-road, this is definitely the place to be this week. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Yeah. This may be the religious moment that we tried to have on Chicken Corners this afternoon.
All right. So we're inside the Expo Center here, and it's a pretty big Expo. Of course, it's still dwarfed by EJS. It's a little bit bigger, but nevertheless, it's very nice. And
The map. There's about 30 vendors.
Yeah, and forgive the audio, guys, because it's pretty loud in here.
Yeah.
So luckily we've got these mics, which do a really good job of just picking up what we're saying. So is there anything that's catching your eye, James? Is there something that you want to go see that you find interesting?
I think the Toyota booth. So the Toyota guys are here back in the corner somewhere.
All right, well, let's find the Toyota guys. So here we have the new Land Cruiser. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah, it's so loud.
It's so loud in here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the problem, isn't it? I think we may have to just do a walk around of what's going on. Well, just stay close to me, okay?
Okay, copy.
Believe me, the mics are picking up what we're saying.
They're
not getting all the ambient noise. So the people at home are definitely hearing us and not necessarily getting all that loudness. So let's go find the Toyota guys.
Okay.
One of the cool things about Toyota is that over the last several years, they've completely refreshed their lineup of off-roaders. So obviously what's very popular here is the new and past Land Cruiser. So, of course, the current Land Cruiser in the rest of the world is a Prado. And we're looking at one right here. This is a new lifted. This looks like it's rolling on like 37s.
That might be the 550 we heard about on the portal axles. Let me look underneath.
Yeah, look underneath. That would be cool if it was portal axles. Portals?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
No, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. So we're looking at a Land Cruiser with portals. And every time I've ever seen portals on anything, it's like a $25,000 upgrade. So let's go around the front and check out the front of it.
I think that's an LX. Which means I won our bet.
What was your bet?
The LX, right? You thought we wouldn't see an LX here, but I think that's what this is.
All right. So I got to ask you, between the Land Cruiser on portals and this LX with this custom bumper, which is actually done really well.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks almost factory.
Yep.
Yeah. If money were no object, I'm going to guess you'd rather have the LX.
There it is. Yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you want.
Yes.
This is your dream vehicle.
Oh, yeah. That's the right color, too.
That's the color, too.
Nori green.
Yeah, dark green with obviously a lift. It looks like it's rolling on, I'm guessing, maybe 35s, maybe 37s. Let's take a look. It's got rock rails. It's got a really nice integrated snorkel, or should I say high desert air intake. It's got a roof rack with little LEDs. On the back, it's got a spare tire.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And then it's got a...
There's intakes on both sides.
Oh, it's got dual snorkels.
Dual snorkels.
Oh, my God. I've never seen that. The world is coming to an end.
Now they're just showing off, I think.
If there's one in the back, then they really are showing off. Yeah, the problem, of course, is that this LX starts at, what, 100-ish?
The new LX 700H starts at like 115.
Yeah.
And by the time you put all this into it, you're 150, 160K into it.
Oh, this is more like quarter million.
Yeah. That GX over there, look at the hood height and then look at the up to the GX.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to put this on level.
Okay.
I'm holding it. Okay. But I'm showing the extra lift on the GX from the portal axles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about portal axles. So portal axles are a way to lift something. And it's expensive because you're basically... doing two things. Not only are you lifting a vehicle, but you can also gear down. So it could act like a low range or like a low range, I guess, if you think about it.
Right.
And the great thing about portals and doing portals, and of course, Mercedes is probably the most famous company with the G-Wagon Square that does them, is you don't change the geometry of the suspension.
Right.
Now, over the last 15 years, we have probably gone and done at least 10, maybe 15 vehicles where we've lifted them.
I think I can get a good shot of the portal axles. Let me get a shot here and kind of explain how they function. So if you notice, the CV axle there doesn't go into the middle of the wheel anymore. So it's attaching higher, and then the portal mechanism redirects that gearing down to the middle of the wheel. So what it does is it raises everything that would normally be on the axis of the CV axle to get a few inches extra height.
And the problem when you lift something and you change the engineered geometry of the suspension is you inevitably make the ride worse.
Right.
Or you make it better off-road, but definitely worse on-road. And then the question is, where do you spend most of your time?
Yeah.
With this guy, right?
This is definitely a very expensive solution for a very small benefit. However, this is very much a money is no object type build. So, yeah.
You guys in the Toyota world, you have a lot of cash. The Jeep guys, they take like old YJs that they've picked up as a barn find and slap a pock lift on it.
Yeah. Well, that's the 200K GX. And then over here is the 9K 80 series. So, yeah.
This guy's actually wrenching. He's wrenching out.
Are you working right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just putting a new seal in the diff.
Ah, okay.
There you go. Look at that. He's at the
X. He's leaving for Baja. His truck's leaving for about 2 hours.
Okay.
He said his truck is leaving for Baja in about 2 hours, and these guys are actually working on it as we speak.
These are the guys on our run today.
Yeah, that's something new. We'll go talk to him first, right. But let's go talk to our man Eric over here and see what he's up to. So Eric is a good friend of mine.
Oh.
And Eric is leaving just as we're coming up to him, and a good friend of yours. And he's got a company that helps you. Eric. I know, sorry.
How's it going, guys?
Good. So we were just saying you're a good friend of ours. So kind of tell the fine folks out there in YouTube or podcast land what you do.
I teach backcountry preparedness, off-road driving, off-road recovery, land navigation, and trail leadership.
And Eric was our trail guide today when we went out to Chicken Corners, and he did a fantastic job.
It was a fun day.
So tell me about your rig.
This is a wonderful 1999 Toyota Land Cruiser 100 series. It's got 375,000 miles on it. It was very well maintained prior to the previous owner. However, I've had to spend a little bit of money getting it back up to spec, but fantastic off-road rig, and it's got all the room for all the goodies so I can bring it to training.
So basically, if you're from the Denver area,
yeah.
So if you live in Denver and you want to learn how to off-road,
yes.
Or you want to learn the best trails,
yes.
Or you want to learn recovery,
yes.
They should call you.
They should definitely call me.
Yes.
I'm on Facebook. I've got a page there. You can find me, Eric Ross. You can find my business, Sierra Mechanica. And I've got a webpage where I have all my classes scheduled on.
And what is your web page?
It is sierramechanica.com.
All right, you heard it there, guys. SierraMechanica.com. Great guy. Very patient, because I'm not.
I would beg to differ. I think you're fine.
Wait. So we drove to Chicken Corners today.
We had a great day today.
We had a great day, but it took us 6.5 hours to get out there, and we got back in an hour and a half.
I mean...
So I wasn't very patient on the way back.
It was supposed to be a scenic drive.
Yes. A lot of incredible scenery.
Yes, it was. It was fantastic. All right.
Kind of walk me through what you got in the back here, because you got a lot of stuff.
All the stuff's out front now. But yeah, so we've got spare parts, spare fluids. We've got tools. I've got recovery gear that I don't recommend. So I've got a bag of that so I can share it with folks. We've got shovels. We've got pickaxes. We've got wheel chocks. I've got chain.
I mean, if the end of the world came, I'd want to be with you in this.
I've been told that many people will be coming to my house when that happens.
Yes. Right.
So, yes. I think James got all the good gear. It's out front. So that's all the good recovery.
I got it. Yeah.
All right. Well, pleasure chatting with you.
Yes,
and I'll see you tomorrow on the trailer. Where are we going
tomorrow? That's right. We're going to Dead Man Point.
Where are we meeting?
We're meeting at some park.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What time?
It's
same time?
Ballpark. Yeah. 8:30.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Yes. Let's go over here to Terrain Tamer. Let's say hi to them. So these guys were on our ride as well.
They were on our run today, yeah.
Yeah, so let's go say hi to them.
All right.
I think our man, well, He seems to be talking to customers. I don't want to disturb him.
That's right. We can work our way around.
We'll work our way. We got a lot more to go. So let's go this way. So I'm going to ask you, James, what are your personal Toyotas?
I have three currently. I have a 2018 fifth-gen 4Runner. I have a 2024 Tacoma short cab, so the two-door. And I have a 97 Toyota Supra Turbo, twin turbo.
All right, here's a bit of trivia. What's the nickname of that truck?
The Iron Pig.
Very good.
Yes.
I
watched Alaska Off-Road Adventures or whatever, and the guy had one of those and just absolutely beat the snot out of it.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah, they're
beautiful, though.
They're known for being tough, but beauty is, of course, in the eye of the beholder. And that to me is that. But let's go talk to him.
Sure.
Let's go say hello. Hi, I'm Roman with the Fast Lane, and we're doing a quick walk around of the expo. What's your name?
My name's Hunter.
Hi, Hunter. So tell me about your Iron Pig.
This is my dad's, actually.
Tell me about your dad's Iron Pig.
He wanted off somewhere. So, it's actually not entirely a pig. It's not a 55 entirely. It's 55 with a 80 frame on it. It's been cut. We basically shortened the entire frame. This is bumpers on it. Cruiser & Company, who's right over there, is doing all the work on it, so that's why it has a FTE on it, you know, turbo.
So I love the color. It's red and white.
Yeah.
Beautiful two-tone. And does the turbo give you more power? Because I'm sure that 1FZ FTE was not the most powerful of all power plants.
No, it's not. So it definitely does. Actually, my 80 over there.
Yeah.
It also has a turbo on it. We just put that on, drove that all the way up. They had to have this on the back of a trailer, obviously, because it's not together all the way. But it does give a lot more power. So, and this one's actually going to give way more power, and it's way lighter than mine, so it's going to go up the hill like nothing else. So,
do you actually off-road this?
Yes, it's going to be off-roaded. We're going to take this on Rubicon. So.
Wow, congratulations. That's going to be quite the adventure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's keep going, James. Thank you. Thanks. Nice meeting you. Well, there you go, the Iron Pig. It's in the house, my man.
So that truck was in race spec. He had all the seats out but the driver's seat.
Oh, wow.
So track time.
Yeah, well, he's going to take it on the Rubicon, so he'll need the lightweightness of that vehicle to take on the Rubicon trail. So we have, interestingly, what most popular of all Toyota off-roaders is missing here? I don't see one. Obviously, there's a Tacoma over there.
Yeah.
So you could say, I think by sales, that is the most popular Toyota, but there's one that's missing.
Green 4Runner there.
There's one 4Runner.
Yeah.
So this is basically, I think, branded as a Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a boatload of Land Cruisers here. Is there one that besides the besides the Lexus that you're looking at?
I mean, I always love a good 200 in dark blue.
Yeah?
What
do you think of this this kind of truck?
Oh, here's a fifth gen.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Wheeling Gals, yeah. And they have a nice doggy.
And Wheeling Gal doggy.
Well, let's look at this guy. So this is very much Australian, right, where you have a bed like this, almost a chassis cab that had a bed put on it. In Australia, I think that they have a different aesthetic for off-roading. Because it's a lot of sand, you know. A lot of sand.
Yeah.
A lot of outback.
Yeah.
And
God, how big are those tires, man? Holy cow.
Yeah, it's looking like it's like almost 40s, aren't they?
Pretty big. Let's see.
The little I know about wheeling in Australia, James, is that I'm not sure this is legal in Australia.
Really?
I'm not sure you're allowed to lift a car
too high, huh?
This much, or in this case, a truck this much.
Yeah, those are 40s, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Because it just completely makes it very dangerous on the road.
Oh, you're fine.
Not just to pedestrians, but also to, you know, other vehicles.
Is this your truck?
You're okay. Also, when you're talking, they can hear you.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, Bob. Hi. Is this yours? No. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. We'll get
out of here. Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
We're on
Roman,
camera.
This is Bob Capina. No, Bob. Come on, talk.
Nice to meet you, I'm Roman.
This is Bob Capina. Bob.
Okay.
Bob worked for Toyota.
Oh, yeah, hey, dude.
Almost 30 years. Just retired back in September.
Yeah. What'd you do for him?
I was program manager of Tundra Sequoia.
Okay.
Yeah, for about 20 years. I was an interior engineer before that. But yeah, just recently retired, but known James here for a few years, and you know, just love hanging out with these people. Got some projects I'm working on back home, LX 470, old Tacoma, and rebuilt the Forerunner a few years ago, and started bringing our engineers out here back in 2022 and kind of meet our customer enthusiasts.
So I take it you know the big honchos, right? You know, I can't think of his name right now.
Mike
Spears.
He's probably here,
Mike?
Yeah.
Where's Mike?
Mike.
Oh, here comes Mike. Okay, I'm going to go say hi to Mike.
Absolutely.
All right, let me go say hi to him. All right.
Anyways, I'll come find you later.
I'll chat with you later.
Yeah, good seeing you, Bob.
Who I know, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Roman.
How are you?
Good to see you. Yeah, we're doing a podcast walk around. So this is Mike Spears.
Yep.
Used to be the chief engineer on the Tundra, and now you're like above that, right? You're like the head honcho
for... I don't know what I do. No.
You're like, isn't your title like head honcho for new engineering or new technology?
I'm in charge of R&D in North
America. Yeah. So how have you been?
Busy. Yeah, we've got a lot of new things coming out.
So. And you're going to tell me all about them, right?
Absolutely not.
So how long have you been coming here to Cruise?
This is my third time out here. Yeah.
And do you get ideas, or do you do validation, or do you just want to hang out with the community, or all of them?
It's all of them, but you know, part of it is just understanding what our customers do with the vehicles, and the other part is I got a Land Cruiser 70 series that has to see what I can climb with it. That's the main thing.
So what did you run today?
Poison Spider.
Oh, nice. That's a nice trail.
It's a great trail until one of our members blew the rear end out. And
these things happen.
We had a newbie that's never been on the trail before, so they got to see the recovery. They got to see a 4Runner run four-wheel drive back down Poison Spider. So the whole works.
And
it was great.
What were you running?
Land Cruiser 70.
Okay. Now, I was in Japan with Toyota 2 months ago, and I went to Tokyo Toyota City.
Okay.
There's a showroom there.
Yes.
To my surprise, Toyota sells a new 70 in Japan.
All over the world.
Yeah. Why don't we have that here, dude? Take my money. Please. I saw that thing and my heart started palpitating.
So the problem with the Land Cruiser 70 is it doesn't meet FMVSS.
That's what I thought.
Doesn't meet emissions. It's made to go anywhere you want to go and get you back safely, right?
Now, you know who's president now, right? So the emissions thing may not be such a big deal.
All I'm going to say is you never say never.
Okay, good.
There's ways. My dream is to be able to offer you a Land Cruiser 70.
All right, so here's my thinking on that 70. So if you guys haven't seen our video... basically, I'll ask Cole if he can edit some of that in there right now, because I still have that video on my phone because I loved it so much. So it's a 70, but it's brand new. It comes with the diesel.
Yep, brand new diesel.
Yeah, new diesel. Yeah, there's a new diesel for this year. But the magic of it is no screens.
It's a 70.
Yeah. So it's got sliders. Remember the sliders, right? You go right if you want warm, and you go left if you want cold.
So if you look at my 9170...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And I've got the large diesel in, a manual transmission, front and rear lockers. All that's factory. I have optional power windows. And that's it. I don't have air conditioning. I don't have anything else. And, everything's analog in it.
Yeah, so I got to drive it, which was brilliant. And I was talking to Tommy, right? And we were like, you know, Icon sells these things for like $250,000.
Yep.
And of course, the problem is if anybody can bring it, he can bring it, right? I mean, he actually made the second generation Sequoia happen. That was you.
That was me.
That was him. So don't be shy. That was you. Without you, that would not be an option. So we were thinking, and I think I forget the number of yen, but it was like $35,000 in Japan when you do the conversion.
For
the 70. No, more?
Yeah, it's almost 2.5 times that.
Okay, so I was wrong. Apparently, I did the conversion wrong. But I'm thinking you could easily sell that here for $100K.
Well, if you compare it to the vehicles that are similar class, yeah. You know, your M wagons and that. Yeah, it's the price is there. But the great thing about a 70 is 70 goes anywhere. And
yeah, know, because you don't want to cannibalize, right? You don't want to cannibalize that Land Cruiser over there, right? The new one. So that ends
up... It's a great Land Cruiser.
Yeah, yeah. But that,
but a 70 is a whole nother level above that.
Yeah, so
And it's designed to be a whole nother level above that. Yeah. So it's really, you know, the 70 series goes to third world countries. We sell it in non-third world countries, but that's the main purpose of it, right? And like in Australia and some of these places, it's a life or death vehicle. So if you're on the Outback and you don't make it back, you don't make it back. So, it, you know, that's the purpose of 70.
By the way, I think this Tacoma is Australian, and notice the flag.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can run 40s in Australia legally. I'm not an expert on Australian rules of the road, but...
They have some very particular rules.
Yes,
even for towing.
Yeah,
you know, they actually pull you over and measure your combined mass when you're towing. And
the both vehicles.
Both vehicles. And if you're over what the vehicle's rated for, completely fine.
So here's the crazy thing, you know, if you watch Top Gear, we'll get back to Sooners in a second. They'll make fun of these caravans they have in the UK, right? And they got these like tiny 3-cylinder diesel Hyundais towing these massive caravans. And I'm like, how do they do that? And I figured it out. The trick is they don't have any tongue weight. Right here in America, our tongue weight is usually what, 10% of whatever the weight of the
10 to 15.
There's no tongue weight on it. So they got these little tiny Kias and Hyundais towing these giant...
Yeah, it helps, but there's still limits, right?
Yeah.
And the great thing about Australia, because they're so strict on the rules, you'll see a Hilux pickup, and it's a 4x6, because they needed an extra axle to make it tow 3 tons, and everybody's buying these giant trailers, and they want to tow 3 tons.
And let's talk about the Hilux. So a lot of people are under the impression that the Hilux is a Tacoma in America. It isn't, right? They're very different.
Tacoma's on the F1 platform. The new Tacoma's on the F1 platform. The old Tacoma's on the F2 platform. And the Hilux is on the F3 platform. They're completely different vehicles.
So when I've ridden in a Hilux in Europe, it's a much smaller vehicle. You know, Top Gear made it famous by proving how tough it was. But when you're actually, you know, my size, that back seat is not good.
You shouldn't be in the back seat. I'm not sure why you're in the back seat. You should be driving it. But yeah, it's a smaller vehicle.
Yeah.
It truly is a smaller vehicle.
All right, so I'm going to leave you some homework. Please convince Akio that the 70 would sell here for, let's say, how much? Let us know in the comments below. How much would you think people, I think people would easily pay over the top end of the current Land Cruiser, which is like, what, 75, right?
And it's a completely different thing, animal than that.
85, you wouldn't cannibalize anything.
Yeah. No, it's a completely different animal for a different use.
Yeah. And well, Mike, I really appreciate you.
It's great seeing you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time. Last time, you know, I was giving you crap for not putting recovery hooks on the Tundra, so I'm sorry to bring that up again.
Wait. Was that the one I lost a towing competition to a Ram because it had recovery hooks?
Oh, it could be.
And if you're towing, why do you need recovery hooks? That's what I want to know. I'll just leave that there.
We'll leave it there, and hopefully I'll see you around, right? You're going to be here the whole week.
I will.
What are you running tomorrow? Are you on a trip, on a ride?
I don't know. We got to sit down and we do a rock, paper, scissors and decide where we're going. So
nice. Well, what are we doing, James?
Dead Man's Corner.
Dead Man's Corner.
Awesome.
Dead Man's Corner.
Good.
Yeah. We got a 6th-gen 4Runner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that we brought here. So I'm really enjoying that.
If I knew you were out here, you should come visit all my engineers and us in the back there. And
yeah, where are they?
We're in the campground in the back corner because they don't let us socialize with anybody.
Well, maybe I'll see you tomorrow at the raffle/dinner slash.
If not, come out and have a beverage with us.
All right, we'll come out. All right, man. Thank you.
Good to see you.
I'll get with Seth. Hey, I was talking to him before about coming to see you guys. Yeah, see you in July.
I got to ask one more question. Is Sheldon still in Japan?
Sheldon's still in Japan. Sheldon can't return until he finishes his assignment. So he's got a big, big job ahead of him.
Sheldon is the chief engineer on the current Tacoma. Yes. Yeah. And so he was called to the mothership.
The mothership to work on
what?
New and uh-oh. Better things.
Uh-oh. On what?
New and better things. You got great things coming.
He has too much media training. I've been trying really hard to get him to spill the beans on something, and there's no beans have been spilled.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is we will be the global truck center. Well, we are the global truck center now, so there's a lot of
we'll cool be a bigger global.
Well, all the trucks are going to be designed in North America. Yeah. So
nice. Yeah, because we're very much truck-centric here, as you know.
We are. But when you start talking 70 series and that, then, you know, there's always possibilities.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, guys. See y'all in a bit.
Yeah. Hey, so real quick, I was talking to Eric. This is not related.
But he's mic'd, so he's going to be on camera. I know you can't stop
okay.
it.
I'll come find you later.
We'll come hang out with you guys.
We'll leave that back in your truck.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see you. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thanks.
Yeah, we can't stop it because then...
Yeah. Yeah,
I got to edit it, and I'm too lazy
maybe
to edit.
Maybe Sheldon's working on the 70 project.
You think?
Hey, you
heard it here first.
You heard it here.
First, yeah.
Yeah, we can't attribute that to Mike, though.
No, we can't attribute that to Mike.
No.
Or anybody else.
Oh, man. Look at that. Look at the blue 250 back here. Let's go check this guy out.
Yeah, so we're looking at the new Land Cruiser. It's got a Slee, which is a nice Colorado company, front bumper with... four lights. It's got that, I forget what this blue color is, but it's by far my favorite of the new
Heritage blue, I think.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's got these interesting stripes on it, kind of reminiscent of the old Toyota stripes, but maybe with a new flavor. Rolling on, I'm gonna go let's have a guess. 37s. Prove me wrong.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think it's rolling on 37.
Right. Let's see.
Icon wheel, speaking of Icon.
35s.
Ah, fudge. Missed it by 2 inches.
Yeah.
So it's rolling on 35s. It's got a little roof rack. And I think when you put 35s on a Land Cruiser, it just looks right.
It looks right.
This looks like a Slee, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, Christo's around here somewhere, I'm sure.
Did you see him? Yeah, he's the guy who runs Slee. It's funny how small of a world this is.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I'm Roman with TFL. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
We were just checking out your Land Cruiser. Yeah, nice rig, man.
Thank you.
Is Christo here?
Yeah, he's been coming around.
I'll probably run into him.
He looks like he's right over there. He's talking to a couple people. But...
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, we'll come back. We're kind of doing a quick walk around. By the way, how long have we been rolling?
38 minutes.
All right, well, we're more than halfway through this. So if you've hung with us this long, I'm very grateful. This is another Slee build. So I think we're in the Slee off-road area here.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a Lexus LX lifted. Sorry, Lexus GX, yeah. You're right. Thank you for correcting me. GX, LX, Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
All right, which of these is yours? Which one are you going to take?
Of these three?
Yeah. This one was at the Overland Expo.
I think the GX of these three.
Yeah, that GX looks badass.
Yeah. It's a cool color. The graphics are right. Yeah, that's a good-looking truck.
So the problem, you've got a fifth-generation Forerunner.
Yep.
And the problem with it is the front is so complicated that it's hard to do a straight cut like this so that the bumper, which isn't factory, looks factory.
Right.
But here, this looks like it came from Toyota.
Well, and on the Toyota Safety Sense hardware, you can spot this on all the front of the new trucks. There's all of this kind of stuff, this structure stuff.
So you look, James is pointing to the camera, and then he's pointing to like the sensors on the front of
right,
the vehicle.
Right, right. So the thing is, right, these guys, when they integrate that sensor package in the grill, they don't really think about us from an aftermarket bumper winch perspective. So the aftermarket guys kind of have to figure it out based on what the manufacturer gives us.
You know what's nice? That they've actually included the little sensors in the bumper.
Yep.
So that, you don't get a warning light saying, hey, we've lost the front collision sensors.
Right.
And then, of course, the other thing that I worry about is, does it still have the sensors for the airbag? Right, so that if there's a collision, the airbag's actually deployed.
Yeah.
And this is really the difference between, I think, like somebody like Slee, who's been doing this forever, and who actually incorporates that, and somebody who basically says, okay, I'm going to cut it, lift it, slap on a bumper, and call it good.
Right. Yeah, your local welder who's just throwing stuff on the front of your truck is not crash testing anything.
No.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
No. And if you're, in this case, putting a bumper on a... $85,000 GX, you want that airbag to go off.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go down here. Right. Maybe we can go back to our friends over there that we missed. Our first Tundra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Dometic. So those guys make fridges.
Yeah, Dometic.
Cool stuff. Yeah, that thing's built out.
Yeah. Fridges and apparently ways to wash yourself. It's amazing how many like older 70 series and 100 series Land Cruisers are here. I think people just have a soft spot in their hearts for these rigs, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, and the great thing, right? I mean, they're such a reliable platform, you could keep them running this long. You know, some of these trucks in this room are 50 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, of course, the problem with the older Toyotas is they're kind of underpowered, especially the Land Cruisers.
Yeah.
Right? So Slee got its name. We were just over in their booth by basically swapping the 80 series, which has an anemic straight six, and making it, you know, drivable. I mean, Toyota has such a long heritage of off-roading, and not just here in America, but around the entire world. So, and you get a real sense
for that. Looks like Eric is doing a towing
demonstration.
Some kind of a recovery demonstration, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is our second pass through here. All right, well, I think, James, we should probably head on outside and check out some more rigs. What do you
think?
Sure,
yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm losing my voice because it's so loud in here. Can you hear that? So if you hear a strain in my voice, it's not because we've been partying with the Toyota guys at their camp. It's because it's very loud in here, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm being heard. So when I was in college, my friend Mark had one of these.
Yeah. So I think the double headlight one is the 62, if I remember correctly. Yes. Yeah. I always preferred that style.
I did too. I always liked that because it was very boxy. So I went from, you know, the Iron Pig.
That's got a Corvette V8 in it.
Is it an LS swap?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of room under the hood here, so you could definitely do it.
Yeah.
I would love to drive that, you know? So I was saying my friend had one, and I always admired the truck. And I think all of us have that kind of memory of one of the older. So like Tommy, one of the reasons we bought the 80 series was because when Tommy was a little guy, our neighbors had one, and they would drive him to school. So he spent his grade school years being driven to his school in an 80 series. And then what happens, of course, is now that Tommy's no longer in grade school, but married with a lovely wife, is that he looks back upon those days fondly, as we all do. And what he remembers is those wonderful times that he, there's a Forerunner, by the way.
There we go. Yep.
A TRD off-road, just like ours.
Yeah.
What he remembers, of course, is all those good times, or bad times, I guess, going in that 80 series, so that when a couple of years ago I found one, he was like, buy it. And that's how we end up with one, actually.
What's up, dude?
All right, well, let's get out of this slot and go back out into the outside and look at some more rigs before we call this done. Howdy. So what's the Ghost Town run? I'm Roman with TFL. I'm doing a quick podcast. So tell me what
they're doing. I'm Perry Lockers. I'm with Rising Sun 4x4 Club.
Yep.
So the Ghost Town run, we started a long, long time ago. There's so much history in mining and railroad history in Colorado that it's just, with the club, like, we like to go out camping and whatnot. We just decided to start a long weekend run. So a longtime friend, Nathaniel Miller, kind of started it, but then he has the brewery, Big Choice Brewery. And so we ended up just deciding to get it going again. And so we just decided what areas of Colorado we want to check out for a long weekend and just go explore and see what's out there. There's a lot of dirt roads. There's a lot of great things to see with the 4x4 trucks that we have, with the Toyotas that we have.
So where do you go? What towns?
There's an area we're going to go to this year is called the Alpine Tunnel. So it's the highest railroad tunnel in America. It goes right under the Continental Divide. It's no longer operational, of course. But it's built in late 1800s, and it started on the English side, and that was like only a few inches off when it met. So it's pretty amazing engineering. Then you go like down to the San Juans, you got Animas Forks, you got, there's just so many areas that you could see, and then you just kind of start diving into it, you know.
And if somebody wants to find out about this run, where do they go?
So RisingSun4x4Club.org. And it's just, a good way to get people into it. It's nothing overly challenging. It's just a good way to, you know, it's a family-friendly run. And it's a way to get people together and hang out, kind of like Cruise Moab. Just like, hey, come out and see what's out there.
I see a young lady here with $20 in her hands and probably wants to buy a poster. So I'll let you guys go.
Hey, bye. Roman, let's talk to Damon real quick.
Who do you want to talk to?
Yeah, he just went walking away. Yeah, in the blue shirt right there, Damon. Yeah, he's one of the organizers of the event.
All right, we'll get him over here. He's one of the guys who organizes this. So as soon as he's off, hey, Damon, how are you?
Man, how are you?
Yeah, so I want to thank you very much
for
inviting us here.
Absolutely.
And if people want to know about Cruise Moab, kind of how did it start and how do they get involved next year? Because obviously this year it's already happening. So next year is the next one. Tell us about what you guys do and about the...
Yeah. So we're 28 years strong.
Yep.
It started off with a group of guys from the Rising Sun Four-Wheel Drive Club out of Colorado. Just deciding, let's go to Moab. Let's get a few people together. It slowly evolved into roughly about 275 trucks a year that get registered. We have probably about 600 people that usually show up. The way to do it is every year, just sign up for our mailing list. You'll get an email saying when registration starts, watch for social medias, things of that sort. When registration happens, get in line, hope you're picked. Unfortunately, we would love to have everybody out, but we can't, unfortunately, have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I guess we can have hundreds. We can't have thousands. There we go. It's kind of the long and short.
What's the website?
It's cruisemoab.com.
Now, you guys are running, what, 30 trails?
About 30 trails, give or take. We have multiple trails per day, so we probably have about 30, give or take, 30 trails per day. It varies anywhere from 10 to 20 trucks per trail. Just depends on how busy that trail is, how many trucks we can fit on it.
And they're all levels. So today we ran a pretty easy one. We did Chicken Corners, but
yep.
You guys are running Poison Spider, you're running Hell's Revenge, you're running Fins and Things. So
yep. It
depends how hard you want to get, and you can pick that and choose that. I got to tell you, I was here last week for Easter Jeep Safari, and that's a great event.
It's great.
But it's, it's busy.
Oh, it's so busy.
Yeah. And this is a much more chill environment.
Yep.
And it seems like people are a little bit more, there's more time to hang out. Whereas with Easter Jeep Safari, it's like there's like stuff happening all the time.
Yep.
And this
yep.
feels more casual. I kind of like it.
Oh, it's great. It's great. We kind of prided ourselves on that. We're not really the type of event that we want to have 8,000 people. Easter Jeep Safari has kind of turned into that over the years.
It has, yeah.
We've luckily been able to somehow keep it small and family oriented. It's like family. Everybody here's like family. I can't walk across here and I can't make it across 30 feet and not have somebody that I see somebody that I know.
Yeah. And, we're going to kind of spill the beans, but we just ran into Mike Swears, who was the chief engineer on the Tundra.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to go hang and give your input, right. People are always calling us and asking us, how do we give input to the manufacturers? Right.
Yeah.
And we're like, we can't really give yep. you Mike's email address, right? That would not be cool for us or for Mike.
Yeah.
But here he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I ran into Bob Capina earlier. He's I think he's retired
exactly.
now.
Yeah.
But R&D for TRD. And just great, great people that show up. You never know who you're going to meet from the industry. You might run into somebody and make great friends with somebody. And next thing you know, you're like, hey, I know a guy that is a president of some Toyota thing.
And you're driving, you're a new, let's say, 4Runner, right?
Yeah.
And you've got a great idea for an improvement. They're here.
Absolutely. Drop it to them. I'm sure they'd love it.
Well, once again, thank you for inviting us.
Yeah.
My first time here. I'm having a great time. And we're going to go to a walk around, check out some of the rigs.
Yeah, awesome. It's great having you guys out. Thanks
thank you for having us. Yeah.
Thanks, Damon.
Whoa, hey, look at that. Oh, my God.
You want to, the guy who owns that, his name is Daniel. You want to talk to him?
No.
Okay. Sorry, Daniel.
Sorry. It looks a little rusty.
Long Cruiser, that's called.
Yeah, so what we're looking at, guys, if you're listening to this, is a Land Cruiser that's been stretched from approximately 8,000 feet. In other words, it goes from here to downtown Moab.
On the step, I think it gets wheeled. I'm seeing some definite dents on the step there.
Yeah, it says Slee built, so it looks like Slee built it.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think the breakover angle is?
What's the wheelbase? 40 feet?
40 feet, yeah, yeah. And it does have a historical
It's got really good approach and departure angles, though.
I noticed either Max Trax or copies of Max Trax on the roof.
Yeah.
Not for hire.
Yeah. Gobi racks. Looks like Gobi racks.
So you know about this, huh? This is a thing?
Yeah, this is a thing.
Well, let's get closer. Let's get kind of...
You want to do a lap?
Yeah, we'll do a lap around it.
Okay.
I will show it. So most of these stretched limos are party barges. So is this something that, like, you could go and, you know, have some libation and run Hell's Revenge? No, you couldn't.
I think if you DM his Instagram account, you could probably set something up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
How fast do you think it would be up I-70 from Georgetown to Silver Plume?
I assume it's stock drivetrain.
Yeah.
These aren't fast trucks to at normal
with.
Length.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Daniel.
It looks like it's seen better days.
Here, let me get that interior there.
There's a little bit of rust. A little bit of, I don't even know if it's peeling paint. I think it may be peeling Bondo at this point.
Yeah, that's
thick
paint.
I think one of the problems is this will not fit any garage.
No, I don't think.
So this must spend a lot of time.
An RV garage, maybe.
Yeah, this must spend a lot of time.
Here, let me.
Well, you want to go in there? Can I put the camera in there, show them the interior? So it is a party. Look, it is a party barge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And where is he out of? Is he out of here or out of Colorado?
Colorado, yeah.
Oh, it is out of Colorado.
Yep, yep.
Damn, dude, that's like driving a bus.
Yeah.
And there's no blindside monitoring, which seems...
No.
Which seems to be a major
overload. I wonder what class license that is.
I don't know. I think you need your...
Check out the first gen.
CDL? All right, let's go look at the first gen. Are you a first gen lover?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Anything you can take the roof off of. You know me and convertibles.
Yeah, well, you know, once upon a time, the Blazer was able to do that, too. Right? The big Blazer.
The one you guys just got? Does that one top come off of that one?
No, it's an EV and it doesn't. It does not go topless. I don't know why. And now we're going to jump for a second to a different brand, but I still am scratching my head as to why Chevy kind of didn't build, like, you know, a real Blazer.
Yeah.
What I mean by real Blazer is a V8 powered Blazer.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. So that's pretty cool. I you can still find these guys, right? Mm-hmm. The first gen 4Runners. The only issue with them is they are very, very high mileage.
Yes.
Like, you know, you can find them. They're like 5,000 to 15,000, but they're all over 200,000 miles.
And I suspect with the removable roof, I suspect they have the same kind of water intrusion problems that the 40s did.
Yeah, they might.
Oh, here you go. This guy on the right here.
All right. What is that?
That looks like...
Is that a right-hand drive?
Like,
or is that
right-hand drive? I think it's a 70 series with the long back like that. It's some kind of a troop transport or possibly an ambulance?
Could be. I mean, these old Land Cruisers, like Mike said, they're used around the world by aid agencies, by militias, by tour companies, right? These things are ubiquitous because obviously, like Mike said, you know, going into the wilderness is easy. Coming out, may not be so easy. This is a Montana vehicle. Could be because it's right-hand drive. I don't know. Have you ever gone to Starbucks drive-through in a right-hand drive vehicle? Or McDonald's?
No.
It's challenging.
I think another famous YouTuber did a whole series about that in his GTR.
Yeah, we did that in our Model T.
Ah.
Less famous, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun, too. So, obviously... When the Land Cruiser craze hit, a lot of people bought old Land Cruisers. And then somebody figured out that the GX was basically a Land Cruiser in, let's say, luxury clothing. I was going to say Wolf's clothing, but in luxury clothing. And then the GXs went through the roof.
They did.
So, James, what's the next one? Because Land Cruisers, crazy expensive.
Yeah.
GXs, crazy expensive. Where's the next one?
So a funny thing about the LX is, so the LX is the Lexus version of the Land Cruiser, right?
Yes, the real one.
Yeah.
The 300 series.
They depreciate faster than the Land Cruisers do for some reason.
Is that because they start at much more expensive?
So the
200, the Heritage Edition, if I recall, those were like 110-ish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the name, honestly. By the way, shout out, the first FJ I've seen at the event, the first FJ Cruiser we've seen at the
event. Oh my God, you're right. Let's go look. They have all either been purchased or they rusted a lot, actually, FJs. So here's a trivia question for any of you out there. I'll actually ask you, James.
Okay.
Who designed, where was the FJ designed?
Kelty.
Very good. Yeah.
I'm actually friends with the guy on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you don't know what Kelty is, it's Toyota's, well, it's a California-based design studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all the cool stuff on here, like, you know, the white roof, the triple wipers, the little inclinometer in here, right?
Yeah.
That all came out of a design studio. Well,
so interestingly, there's a big similarity between this rearview mirror and the one on the new 250.
Mm.
If you look at the 250, it's tall and thin.
Now, we had one of these, low miles. You are the head of the Facebook page in Colorado on this, right?
Yeah,
so you know these backwards and forwards.
Yep.
And the trails, team trails?
Trail teams, yeah.
Yeah, they're still extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're looking $30,000+.
Easily. The last year, the 2014, a lot of those were bought by collectors. We've seen those $60,000, $70,000, $80,000.
Yeah.
At auction. But they're collector vehicles at that point. They're not.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's not here. People aren't wheeling them now.
Right.
Maybe that left the barn a long time ago.
Yeah. There's a nice fit gin.
What else you see? You see
something? Just a nice fit gin right here. Just clean.
Yeah.
Very clean. Emu? Like definitely built, but very clean.
Is it emu or emu?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Australian, so it may be.
God, I might.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my only emu. Sorry. I just insulted both Canadians and the Australians. Okay. All right. Let's go up here and see what else there is, because there's a vehicle that I've got my eye on right here that I think.
All right.
I think you'll enjoy. Now, I remember, Mike.
Oh, that blue.
Exactly. You saw. I just went out. Was walking over to it.
Yeah.
So that 70 series, right?
That's a 62.
62.
This one here, close. Yeah.
So that 62 is the rig that my old roommate Mark, if you ever watched this, I miss you, dude, had. But look how gorgeous that one is.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
This one is so clean with the four headlights.
If there was any doubt, collector vehicle.
It's got collector plates, yeah. Yeah. Once again, slow.
Yep.
But, you know.
Power steering on these, which is one nice upgrade over the 40.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
How about that guy? You like the?
Oh yeah. Oh, the V8 4Runner next to it. Yum yum.
Yeah, the V8 4Runner. There's another one. Remember we're saying which, you know, those are also highly sought after.
Yep.
Those are also expensive.
Well, and it's the same thing with the Land Cruiser and the LX. A lot of times, V8 4Runner sells for more than the GX 470, which was the Lexus version of it.
Now, this Land Cruiser has an issue that a lot of Land Cruisers have, and that's rust.
Yeah.
So you're looking at these 62, 70 series, right? A lot of them, unfortunately, rusted away.
This is easily a 40-year-old vehicle, so yeah, it's...
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for joining us for this fun walk around of Cruise Moab. James, I want to thank you very much. Let's keep moving. I like walking.
Okay.
We can maybe get some cars as they drive out of here. V8 Ford, look at that. Thank you very much for, you know, filming this. I gotta say, like I was talking to Damon, I really like this event because it's a little bit more chill.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I kind of feel like 20 years from now, it won't be. but today it is. All right, final question for you.
Yes, sir.
This is an easy one, I think.
All right.
There goes your FJ.
Oh, yeah. Hey! That's my buddy David.
Okay, there you go. Bye. Hey, David. Anyway, I'll let you go talk to him. What's your favorite rig here?
It has to be David's FJ now.
Not the LX?
Yeah. I'm back to the FJ.
All right.
I'm back.
Head on over to altfl.com for more news, views, and real-world reviews. See you next time. Ciao.
The This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.